Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fran. And today I have the pleasure and honor of having a couple of hosts call in for the glory and honor. I believe I have Tim Andrews on the line. Tim, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So we're going to wait a couple of more minutes to see if anyone else calls in. If not, we're going to continue. Brothers and sisters, this show is particularly catered for the glory and honor of our Lord Jesus Christ and coming in agreement with his word and his will. And his will is for us to encourage one another. His will is for us to speak up for what is right. His will is for us to be in line with his will to fight for one another, to come in agreement with one another, to fight, but not physically, not naturally, but in the spirit. Praise be to Jehovah Jireh. So we come in agreement with the word of God. And as the word of God says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the book of Isaiah chapter 58:11, it says, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. And in the word of God in John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. And finally, in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So, Lord, we already know that your word is blessed. We already know that you planned this day before we even thought about it. So we come in agreement with your plans, not only for myself and for Tim and for all those that are listening right now, but the plans that you have for your son, Brian L. Rowe. We come in agreement with the plans that you have for him. We come in agreement that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every living tongue that comes up against him will be condemned. So we praise you, Lord, for this day, and we just come in agreement that we want the Holy Spirit to have his way. This song that we started with was Encourage, and we want to encourage every person that knows someone that is in jail right now for nonviolent crime, that they're to pay attention to what we have to say today and what we need for you to do, because sometimes it has to hit home in order for you to take corrective action, in order for you to apply. So I come in agreement with the word of God that says that wherever two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, that Jesus is right there. So we welcome Jesus Christ into this segment, and we welcome each and every person now and in the future who needs our help, who want to come in agreement with the plans of God. And we lift up right now, as the word of God says, we lift up everyone that has any power, any authority over the life of Brian L. Rowe. And we especially dedicate this segment to BOP Thomas R. Cain. Why him? Because he is the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So, Tim, without further ado, if you had the opportunity to speak to the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and you were to plead the case of Brian L. Rowe, as he is your cousin, your friend, your brother in Christ, and someone that I know that you admire and that has been a role model at one point in your life, what would you say to Thomas R. Cain?
Well, I would tell Thomas R. Cain that Brian Rowe, he is a stand-up guy. He just made an honest mistake. He's only been in trouble once. Brian wants to make a difference in society. He wants to touch people's life, not just the people that are behind the bars, but the youth. Brian is special. He deserves a second chance, and he just needs to reevaluate our judicial system and give Brian a second chance.
Amen. And while you've been helping Brian, as we have a mission right now, and we have a goal right now to get signatures so that we could present to the BOP director, what is it that you have found in your research and in your time being spent to help Brian, as far as, have you heard of other people that they're in jail for nonviolent crime? And what's the response you're getting from the community of people?
Well, there's a lot of people that are, you know, behind bars for nonviolent crimes. Basically the time is not matching the crime. You know, they're getting, you know, excuse my language, they're getting football sentences behind this for nonviolent crimes. And you have people that have committed crimes. You have rapists. You have people getting less time for harsher crimes. It just needs to be reformed, basically.
Yes. And I even saw the other day Anglo-Saxon being nice about it, that he chopped up his daughter and killed her. And
Jesus.
When she was missing, he was on TV saying, "Oh, my daughter. Meanwhile, he chopped her up. And because he pleaded guilty, they only gave him like 4 years. He chopped
Jesus
up that
Christ.
Little girl, and they only gave him 4 years. Now, Brian has not chopped up anybody. Brian made a mistake, guilty by association. And it's not a mistake that's worth 30 years of his life. And as you and I have already discussed, that if we was to multiply 30 years of Brian being in jail, that would be over $1 million, close to $2 million it will cost taxpayers. When meanwhile, he could be making and helping community people in the community, make that money to bring it back to the community. Instead, they're proposing to spend that on non-crime for a first offender. And as you know and I know, he didn't commit no violent crime or any crime before or after. Even while in jail, we know that men that are in jail right now, they're committing crimes while they're in jail. Brian is a model inmate. And as I put in the Block Talk radio show, I'm a former federal correctional officer. And I have visited Brian and making an intelligent assessment of Brian. Brian is an asset to the community. Brian is where he's not supposed to be. He's not supposed to be in there. He's supposed to be outside. In fact, he would be a perfect assistant for the Federal Bureau of Prisons. He would be a perfect assistant for the senators that are out there that know that it's a disgrace to have these nonviolent criminals or inmates for so many years, or wrongfully in prison. We know that the price of the prison is going sky high. But we also know that there are certain senators out there that are fighting for inmates and people that are in the same situation as Brian. So we want to send this radio show segment out to all the senators. And as we know right now, the youth are making a great movement in going against gun violence. But we already know we're going to network with them as well, because we agree with them. If the politicians are not doing what they were voted in for, we're going to expose them. So we're going to contact all the politicians that we need to contact, and then we'll do a radio show on which politicians are for real and which ones are not. What do you think about that?
That sounds wonderful. That sounds like a terrific idea.
Because we need it.
It's millions of, like, they're spending millions of dollars to house prisoners, and people are investing. As investors, you know, they're profiting off people that being behind bars, and I don't think that's right. You know, there's so many dads and wives or mothers and fathers that are behind bars, that are away from their family for just, you know, the wrong amount of time being presented to them, because they may not have the money or the needs to fight for their freedom. And, you know, that's not only hurting the person behind the bars, it's hurting their families financially and mentally and psychologically.
Because the childhood, especially, let's say Brian right now, he has a son, 16 years old. This is the perfect time and the best time that a young boy needs his father. He needs his father outside, and Brian's son is serving time also because his father's serving time. And right. and his mother also, his mother needs him. I need him. You need him. We all need Brian outside, not inside. And we know that Brian is writing books, writing a blueprint on how the problem with most inmates is their way of thinking. There's many programs out there, but the program that they really need is the program of how to make decisions and how not to make the wrong decisions. And the way of thinking is the main problem, just like we know the main problem in the world right now, it's not guns, is mental health. So we need to stay focused on the real problem, the real solution. And right now the real problem is that we don't need to be spending money as taxpayers unnecessarily. We don't need to be paying $75,000 a year to house an inmate when it costs more to house an inmate than, as we read in our report, than to pay someone to go to Preston University. So we know right now where is it that the government is more interested in? Is they're interested in reform or helping us? I read an article just recently, and I'm going to quote it. It says, nonviolent criminals, many of whom have been incarcerated for drug-related crimes, hold a dramatic place in United States prison. Because of many states' three-strike policy, many of these criminals are given life sentence and later apply for clemency to moderate the severity of their punishment or sentence. Meanwhile, you and I know this is not Brian's third sentence. He's not on a three-strike policy. This is the first strike and the last strike. And it goes on to say, as they fill prison space and their incarceration costs citizens each day, many people are discussing whether they should be incarcerated or rehabilitated. But there's a place for these people in today's society, and it isn't behind bars. And we totally agree with that. And we know, it goes on to say, that the clemency isn't something that just handed out to any prisoner who asked for it. The United States Department of Justice Clemency Initiative shares the factors of prisoners to apply for clemency. So we declare and decree in the name of Jesus Christ that the petitions that we have for Brian will go forward to Thomas R. Kane, and that he will release Brian, and that he will say to himself, if there was any inmate that I thought that needed release and will be an investment to our society, that it's Brian L. Rowe. And without further ado, we put on this song to let Brian know that he will hear this segment one day, that the battle is not his, it's the Lord's. I have one more question to ask you. Since we're going to be sharing this with other supporters and other possible supporters, what has been your experience with people that don't want to sign the petition, and what is their reason for not signing it?
Well, I've run into people worrying about their employment, their people worrying about their name being put on somebody, you know, that's been, you know, got in trouble for maybe a drug case or whatever reason why they worry about their name being exposed and so forth.
Well,
that's been
I would
one of the
say
main
to
reasons.
Those. Okay, so I would say to those people that, especially if they're Christians, I'm speaking to the Christians, the believers, the ones that believe that their name is written in the book of life. I'm talking to those. I'm talking to those that have that are mothers. I'm talking to those that are fathers. I'm talking to the men that are saying that, the women that are saying that. I'm saying this to them. We're responsible for what we know, and in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about blood on your hands. So I'm speaking to those people right now. If it was your son, if it was you, how would you feel if somebody gave you that lame excuse? Because all you're doing in signing the petition is saying you come in agreement. 30 years is not the sentence that Brian deserves. There are people out there who are doing less than that, not half of that, not one third of that. 3 years people are getting for killing children. Brian did not kill anyone. So those people that are coming up with these ignorant for better words, because I can't curse. Lord, forgive me, because in my mind I'm cursing these people out, because how ignorant could they be that they don't want to sign their name because they're scared of repercussion? Hello, what is the greatest repercussion you could get? Do to others as you would do to you. How dare you not want to sign when, if you was in that position or you had someone in that position, you will want someone to sign. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that everyone that does see and hear about Brian's story, that they will be more than encouraged to sign, and not only sign, but get other people to sign as well.
Amen.
If you have anything else to say to encourage the future supporters.
Well, my message for them is to, you know, to basically step up. You know, a lot of times we wait till, you know, we see people that are in need, and we wait until it hits close to home and happens to somebody that we know, and then we reach out. We're supposed to be able to stick together, especially family. Our family is the first and foremost. If nobody else does, family is supposed to be there for one another. I think that we kind of lost our way of doing that, but we're supposed to, and the community, you know, for the community, we're supposed to, you know, we don't wait till it just comes close to us and then, you know, and then want to reach out for help, but you didn't help someone that you knew or even your family member, that you just may be so stuck into your own life. We're supposed to come together, and, you know, it's bigger than us, but we must come together so we can conquer this judicial system and, you know, have a better society and a better judicial system.
Amen, amen. And Brian wrote to us and he said that next month they're going to be, I believe, putting up an amendment regarding the release of certain inmates. So bottom line is, it's due time for us to shift our priorities and take action and not be spectators but participate to the solution and come in agreement that we all have to work together and stick together and help one another and pray specifically that a lot of these laws and a lot of ways that they are applying these laws are hurting our families and mostly minorities. So we have to take corrective action. If you don't want to sign the form, find 20 other people that would sign the form. And I say 20 because how dare you not sign? What about if it was you? Anyway, as they call me in the streets, Pastor Real, keeping it real, this segment is to help you to understand that this is very important and it could be you. And if by any chance BOP Thomas R. Kane hears this segment, we thank you in advance that you will be part of the solution and not part of the problem. We lift up whoever else will be making a decision on Brian, that from this day forward, they will hear Brian's name, that when they see it, they'll already know that they have to release him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So by the power and authority vested in me, I thank God for giving me this opportunity to come on air to Block Talk Radio and come in agreement with God's word that he says, whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus Christ shall be done in heaven and in earth. And his word says in Matthew 18 and in Matthew 16 that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So we bind up any hater, any spectator that comes up against the plans that God has for Brian L. Rowe. We lift up his mother and the rest of his family, that God will ordain their steps to support him and help him and encourage others to sign the petition as well. But most important, that they already confess and realize that Brian will be released for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. If you have anything else, Tim, that you would like to add?
Yes, just be proactive. Just step up and make a change.
Amen. Amen. So I'll close with a song. And as always, remember, listeners and future listeners, that the Word of God says in the book of Romans chapter 10, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that you shall be saved, because it is with your mouth that you confess and your heart that you believe. And tomorrow is not Easter. Tomorrow is the day selected to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So for the glory and honor of God, I close this segment with this song. Hallelujah.
Battle ready prayer. Praises be to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Holy One of Israel, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I give you thanks and praise for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. I give thanks for a mind to pray, a heart to seek your face, and authority to bring my members into subjection. I thank you for this moment and the opportunity that each day brings. I know that each day is special, and I am empowered with unlimited potential. There are no ceilings on my life, obstacles that cannot be overcome, or barriers that can stand in my way. In fact, this is the greatest day of my life, and I am free to exercise all of the gifts and talents you have blessed me with. My hopes and dreams can manifest today, and I approach this moment with great expectation for miracles, breakthrough, and deliverance. I stand before you, Lord, naked, offering no excuses or justifications for my shortcomings and weaknesses. I come, Lord, seeking your standard and not those of men. I pray that you will forgive me my sins, known and unknown. Forgive every thought, deed, action, motive, or intent of my heart that is not lined up with your word, your will, or your calling and purpose for my life. Please forgive secret faults and uproot any seed of discontent that has been planted in my life. Forgive me, Lord, if I have held back the tithe, and give me a heart to restore every person that I have wronged. Just as you forgive me, I forgive those that have wronged me, and I let go of any aught, bitterness, or ill will that I have held in my heart. I will not allow sin and bitterness to cut off the flow of blessings into my life. I repent right now in the name of Jesus, and I receive the power of the blood to cleanse me from all iniquity. I come before you, Lord, with a heart that is after your own and a mind that is stayed on you. I thank you, Lord, for saving me from myself and the consequences of sin. I surrender, Lord, and give you total and complete reign over my life. I willingly submit to you in thanksgiving and praise. I thank you, Lord, for the relationship and fellowship that you have allowed me to share with you. I thank you for every moment, prayer, word, and opportunity to gain revelation and understanding concerning you. Forgive me for the times I have taken you for granted, or moments where I have allowed my focus and discipline to slip. I choose you, Lord, and all of your benefits, and denounce all ties and fellowship with the world. I have no place in the world, and denounce everything that it offers. You have given me a choice, Lord, and I choose to be in covenant with you. I have crossed the line of no return, and I will not look back. Each day I am getting more and more like you and growing further and further from this world. My reality in Christ is more real than what my natural eyes behold, and I know that you are not a million miles away. You are right here with me every step of the way. I will have confidence in you, Lord, concerning every situation I face, every decision I make, and every temptation in my path. Give me an ear, Lord, to hear your instruction, eyes that will not be deceived, and a heart that will remain faithful. My life has been built on the foundation that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You died on the cross for my sins, and your blood was shed for me. I exercise total faith and confidence in my belief that death was powerless to hold you in the grave, and that you rose again and resurrected every dead thing. I receive your resurrection power and declare that there is no dead thing in my life. I speak life in all things pertaining to me. Even now, Lord, I pray that you will breathe life into my relationships, my home, my dreams, my career, and my calling and purpose. Let there be no cracks in my foundation and restore every bone that has been broken. I pray, Lord, that dead branches be pruned for me and my harvest bear much fruit. I offer no resistance and pray that all ungodly distractions be pruned for me, whether they are people, unhealthy relationships, environments, dead situations, ungodly influences, or anything that is not expedient for me. I distance myself right now from every dead thing and release them from my life in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that I have inherited life through your sacrifice, forgiveness for my sins through your blood, revelation through your word, and I have been empowered by your spirit. I take precious time, Lord, to fully grasp and consider what my relationship with you means. Help me to never lose sight of the fact that I have an adversary that must be fought each day. My adversary is the world and Satan, who is the prince of this world. The world around me is not my home, and each day it becomes more a reflection of Satan, its prince. I am not ignorant to Satan's devices, and I understand that the world is designed for my destruction. The allurement of pleasure and the temptations that cross my eyes are for the purpose of robbing me of everything I have inherited through Christ. Every trap, every lust, and the pride that is in the world are set against me on all sides. The hope that I have is in patiently walking according to your word and staying firm to the covenant I have made with you. The world cannot strip me of my authority, but I can hand it over. I will not be deceived by what I see, hear, or how I feel. If it is not of God, then it is for my destruction. Help me, Lord, to see the spirit behind the temptation. The word tells me that Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I rebuke and bind every influence that seeks to draw me away from you. For it is nothing more than a gateway to hell and will rob me of my eternal destiny. Father, I know you are able to do all things, and there is nothing that is impossible for you. Right now, Lord, I remember my first love, and I am prepared today to exercise faith in the light of circumstances, sacrifice my own wants and desires in order to embrace yours, stand on the word of God, even if it causes me to be peculiar, deny my flesh and feelings regardless of the temptation, and not make decisions based on what I see or think. I will forget about the past and press towards the mark. I will walk as a prophet of God, put my head up, and if nobody is there to encourage me, then I will encourage myself. I will not be ashamed to follow the examples of Christ, even in the face of persecution, to think differently in the light of the negative labels and slander I may endure. Nor will I be afraid to take a stand in the minority, even if it seems as if the whole world is standing against me. I am willing to abstain when others are eager to participate, to speak out when my words may cause me to be ostracized, and to believe the Bible even when it is the unpopular thing to do. In other words, I am prepared to live like Jesus. I release my faith right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever situation I'm in, whatever I'm dealing with, and regardless of what odds are against me, I will be steadfast and unmovable. I am an elite company and encompassed about by a great cloud of witnesses. The words of this prayer will comfort me, build up my spirit, man, and encourage me in the way. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I rebuke, bind, and cast down Satan and his forces of darkness from any involvement, activity, or distractions in this prayer. I commission my angels to come against every thought, feeling, influence, and hindrance that is set against me. I stand in the gap for my family and friends and pursue the Lord with all of my heart. Even as I hear the words of this prayer, my body is regenerating itself. My body is preparing itself for another productive day. My body is developing according to your plan, and health is being released in all of my organs, tissue, bones, bodily systems, veins, arteries, and muscle. My brain is processing the information consistent with your word and filtering out everything that is not of you. My heart is being protected from all ungodly influences, and my innocence is being guarded. I have and will always have a sound mind that is saturated in your word. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I rebuke evil spirits from attaching to me in any way, shape, or form. They have no place, familiarity, or invitation in my life. They do not enter into my eyes, my ears, my mind, or my heart. My spirit, man, has victory over them all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I rebuke, bind, and cast down and break all generational curses. I decree by the blood of the Lamb and the power given to me as joint heir with Jesus Christ that I will not be the victim of physical, mental, or emotional abuse, nor will I have, serve, or entertain idols or false gods. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I decree that I am not a covenant breaker, and my yea is yea and my nay is nay. I pray, Lord, that you protect me from all hurt, harm, pain, and danger, and those that mean me ill will. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I have the patience of Job, the meekness of Moses, the heart of David, the favor of Joseph, the ear of Samuel, the courage of Joshua, the wisdom of Daniel, the zeal of Peter, the love of John, the faithfulness of Abraham, and the boldness of Paul. I abide in the fruits of the Spirit all the days of my life, and even now these fruits are growing in me. Lord, help me to be a person of great faith, consistent in good deeds, and a constant encourager. I will continue to love you with all of my heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and to love my neighbor as myself. In the name of Jesus and the power of your blood, I pray, Lord, that you are first in everything that I do, and I have no priority greater than you all the days of my life. I am eternally connected to you and have an expectation in heaven. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I pray that my face be before the Lord always, and that your angels encamp around me and deliver me. Order my steps in the word and design my days according to your will. The Lord touches my mouth and puts his words in it. Lord, I will go wherever you send me and speak whatever you give me to speak. I am not afraid of their faces because your sword protects me at all times. Father, you are my sustainer, my provider, my comforter, my guide, my strength, and most of all, my friend. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I equip myself right now with the whole armor of God, that I am covered from head to toe in every aspect of my life. There should be no parts of my life that are exposed on the inside or out, but all should be covered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I put on the helmet of salvation. I have been redeemed from all traces of poverty, and I rebuke and bind a poverty spirit. You supply all of my needs, and I am blessed all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak abundant harvest in my life. My bank accounts are overflowing, and my barns are full. The blessings of the Lord overtake and pursue me all the days of my life. I speak financial security and wholeness over my family and the perfect will of God in my life. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I rebuke, bind, and curse the spirit of death. I shall not see untimely death, nor shall death have any hold over me. I shall fulfill all of my days, months, hours, years, minutes, and seconds. I have divine order in my life, and death has no grip on me. 1,000 shall fall by my side, and 10,000 by my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, my feet are shod with the gospel of peace. Peace rests upon me and covers my mind and heart. I have peace in the midst of storms, chaos, and confusion. Your peace comforts me in times of trial and sustains me from being weary. It surpasses all understanding, rendering logic helpless, and my faith sustains me. Father, you are an awesome God. You are not a million miles away, but right here with me each and every day. You walk with me, talk with me, and guide me every step of the way. You love me, and I rest in you, and I know that you are my God. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, I have been empowered with the sword of the Spirit, and I have authority over all power of Satan. I rejoice and celebrate that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The sword of the Lord shall never depart from me, and I speak boldness into my spirit. I rebuke, bind, and cast down the spirit of fear. You have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When I walk through the waters, you are with me. When I go through the rivers, you help me. And when I pass through the fire, the flame does not kindle upon me. You have set your love upon me, and you protect me all the days of my life. The hedge of protection rests on me, and your fire shall be in my spirit. In the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, the shield of faith is an extension of my arm. My faith shall not fail me. And I trust in the Lord with all of my heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. If you said it, then I know that you will do it. You shall not withhold any good thing from me, and you are able to perform your word in my life. I fortify my faith by releasing the promises of God into my life. Every word you have spoken concerning my destiny shall be established and come to pass, and my enemies shall not prevail against me. In the name of Jesus, I pray over my marriage. I pray that my marriage will continue to be everything that the Word of God called it to be. My marriage shall be built on faithfulness, trust, loyalty, and a mutual love of God. You shall be the head of my house, at the center of everything we do, and the Word of God shall be the binding and final authority in all matters. I am God's ambassador in my house, and I shall cover my spouse all the days of my life through my word, examples, character, and deeds. My marriage is blessed and washed in the blood, and shall weather any challenges that arise against it. Our love continues to grow stronger each day as the Lord allows us to see more of him in one another. If I am single, then I confess total contentment within myself, wholeness in my life, patience to wait on God, and security in Christ. I am a person of high self-esteem and significant value to the kingdom. I will not compromise my covenant with God, nor will I allow fear to cause me to operate in the fleshly realm. I exercise complete and total control over my mind, my will, and my emotions, and I do not leave any doors open for Satan to sneak in. I understand that every relationship is not for me. Every person does not have my best interest. All that glitters isn't gold, and every sugary thing is not sweet. In the name of Jesus, I will not be distracted by counterfeits and wolves in sheep's clothing. I will not lower my biblical expectations, nor will I give in to the pressures of the world. I have total confidence in God and the plan that he has for my life. In the name of Jesus, I surrender my children to you, Lord, and trust you to impart me with the ability and wisdom to raise them in the fear of the Lord. I make a commitment to my children to openly receive the instruction in your word on how to raise them, love them, and properly present them before you at that day. I pray that your calling and purpose will be fulfilled in them, and ask that you guide and direct me in all matters concerning them. I shall be careful to represent you before them in everything that I say or do. I commit to live holy before them and set godly examples for them to follow. I shall not be a hypocrite, and I shall practice what I preach. I shall be a provider and protector for them and make whatever sacrifices are necessary to ensure them a wonderful life. I shall fight to preserve their innocence and protect them from the brainwashing of the world. My expectation in them shall come to pass, and the blessings set out in your word shall be established in them. My children shall see you in everything that I say and do. In the name of Jesus, I seal my soul to the words of this covenant, that it is the declaration of my heart, that every word be lined up with the perfect will of God, and line by line with his understanding. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be the final arbitrator of my mind and heart, and that this covenant be in all ways pleasing in the sight of God. I thank you, Lord, that you love me and that you hear me. I thank you, Lord, for a mind to share intimate fellowship with you. I thank you that these words shall be established in my heart and mind, that they shall be a part of me and guide and direct my paths at all times. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and this second chance. I look forward to your return, and I know that nothing that I have done or sacrificed has been in vain. Thank you for this life, who I am in Christ, and for all blessings you have bestowed upon me. Amen.